All right. Another couple weeks down of nothing. Just ticking off the time. That's all we're doing in 2021 is just nothing. So far, nothing has been done. Nobody's vaccinated. Like, three people got vaccinated. We're doing great. Just ticking off the time. What is, you know, I just writing days on my wall. I'm just checking them off like you knew in a jail. You know, just checking off little tick marks every day that goes by. How fun is that? That's one thing that would suck about being in jail. I mean, otherwise, it's pretty awesome. That's one thing that's bad. That would be bad about serving on long-term jail sentences. That you have nothing except to check off the days, you know? It's like if you work a job that you just hate and want to get through each day. I was just thinking about that earlier. I've had a couple jobs that were just like mindless. You know, like putting things in boxes for 10-hour shifts. And you're basically only thinking about the day being over with. And it's just like, it would be worse in jail because it would be years instead of hours. So, you know. But now we're in the... I mean, this winter's just no fun, guys. I don't know if you guys... The fall was okay. We had some things open a little bit. I thought, you know... I didn't really even think they'd close again, but they did. And they might be... I guess they're opening a little bit again next month, but... I mean... Just taking off the days. It's just making me, like, freak out about time passing, because I'm like... I don't know, you just start to think, like... This many years until I'm this old. Once you get past like 30, you're just like 10 years till I'm 40. And then it's like, oh, 10 years till I'm 50, whatever. It's just like a scary thing because maybe it's because this past year was so fast. Well, it felt long and also like nothing happened. So it felt like that was a whole year. Like it doesn't even feel like a whole year passed. But it wasn't like it flew by though, because you're sitting there waiting for things to... At first, you're waiting for the virus to, like, calm down. And then you're like, all right, maybe we can open up. And you're just, like, hoping things can open up. And then a whole year's gone by. And you're like, you know, I can't believe that was a whole year. So that's where I am. Just starting to think about, I mean, I guess it might start to just, like, kind of, this just gets to people mentally. Like, I just feel like everybody's... They're going to be doing studies for a while on how much this, like, affected people mentally. I mean, it's obvious that it would, I guess, but, like... And it's weird because I used to have a job where I just worked at home. And that I have for years, but, like, you were allowed, I guess, maybe because we were allowed to still get... You know, there was no COVID. And it's also... Because, you know, I would actually end up wanting to go out after work. Where a lot of people are just like, I'm done, I want to go home. I mean, don't get me wrong, it would suck to, like, have to wear a mask and go to work and commute because you're worried about the virus day in and day out. And then you're, like, afraid of being around people. So even if you technically have social interaction, it's, like, really weird. So I'm sure it's not so much, it's not better, really. But, I mean, you know, it's like everybody's working at home and you can't go out anywhere. So, like, I mean, there's just no... I mean, of course there's more divorces. Of course there's more, like, domestic turmoil. Fucking God, if you were, like, a kid right now and you, like, were stuck home with your family constantly all the time, that would be crazy. I mean, I'm sure eventually you'd have your friends and you'd call that, like, your little quarantine bubble. I mean, I just don't... Fucking God. Everybody mocks, like, young people now, but, like, this does suck, like, you know, it just sucks if you're, like, whatever age you are, high school, middle school, being afraid, like, your parents being hesitant about you, letting you, like, be social, like, and growing up normal, and this whole fucking year of development basically just thrown out the window, like, I mean, just the fact that a whole year is nothing, you know, no one... I mean, I guess, like, you can technically do things, like, other projects that aren't involved with going outside or something, but, like, it just felt like nothing happened, so, like, it's just hard to, just feels like, so maybe that's why I was freaking out about time passing, like, I just was thinking, like, oh, 10 years, I'll be almost 50, being 37 right now, and, maybe it's because, like, this year felt like that I was already, I mean, you know, getting older, it already sucks, and you're already think about that stuff anyway. And you start to, like, I understand why people have crises. Because you just start, time is gone after that, you know? Like, if you regret not doing any certain things, of course you're going to have a crisis. Everybody, I almost wonder if that, like, capital thing would have been less crazy if there wasn't a pandemic alongside of it, you know? Because people are just, like, just freaking out. Just all this pent-up shit that people have that they just don't even discuss in the news. All they do is want to scare everyone into like, still not going out, you know? Just every little comment everybody freaks out about, like, is, you know, oh, no, now we have to wear two masks now. Did you hear? It's like, no, that, you know, everybody has to stop freaking out about everything. That's all I got to say about that. This pandemic's pretty bad, but, like, you know, I randomly watched this movie about, like, it was kind of like a movie about, like, if we had a nuclear attack, what would happen? Like, if we had a really bad, well, like, it was set in England, but and I guess it was done in, like, the late 80s, like, it was called Threads or something. And it's just, like, so disturbing, like, just, I mean, you watch it and it's basically, like, so, like, matter of fact about everything. It's basically, like, what, you know, it's what would happen if Russia, I mean, in the movie, it's Russia that decides to just go ahead and drop a nuke on some English town. And I mean, I guess back then they were always scared about the Cold War stuff. And, like, I guess we've just totally forgot about that. But they do have nukes everywhere still. Like, this could still happen. But anyway, it's, like, a really disturbing movie. I mean, I watched the whole thing anyway. But I guess, like, in a way, it's like, I was like, well, at least that's not happening. But, like, also, I mean, it is bad. Like, this was bad. Like, you know, they could do a movie like that about this, like, and I think kids should watch it, honestly. Like, hopefully this doesn't happen again for, like, generations to come. Like, you know, because, I don't know, just the fact that we all had to, like, basically retreat into our little, like, corners. Like, we might as well have just, like, had people in bunkers because we just weren't allowed outside and stuff. I mean, it's kind of like they were acting like we had a nuclear fallout situation, but we just had, like, a little virus that, like, was really contagious. And, I mean, you know, just, you know, I don't know. And the fact that they keep coming out with these strains, like, oh, no, we have a new strain. I mean, you know, just that, like, alone can, like, really dampen my mood. Like, it's like, oh, look, we hit the peak. Wait a minute, a strain from Uganda came over here or something. It's just like, wait, what a way to, like, kill everyone's, like, mental health. Like, no, I don't understand why there's not a, you know, bigger conversation about that. Mental health with all this, not to sound like, you know, I mean, there really needs to be. I mean, it's really only about, like, you better stay away from people and, like, have your kids not develop for a full year or more. This is going to be, like, everybody's talking about, like, well, even if after we get the vaccines, guess what? It's not going to, you know, we're still going to be dealing with this for years. I hate how people keep saying years like that. Like, look, if we start to allowing, I mean, indoor, you know, dining is opening up and everything's opening up now. But if we stay, like, if it stays open, like it should, then we're on our way to recovery. Like, and we don't need to talk about it. Like, I don't even care if I'm not back working in the office, as long as we're allowed outside and to do stuff and it doesn't close down again. The number one thing, I just don't want it to close down again, to go, like, yo-yoing back and forth like that. I mean, people are going to go crazy, like, because, like, just imagine this keeps happening every single winter for, like, 3 years or more, you know, because they love saying how coronavirus is never going away, but they don't ever, like, really, because nobody, like, reads the data, and they're like, because the cold didn't go away, you know, and we're fine. Nobody worried about germs at all. I was actually, like, you know, I mean, I didn't like catching cold, so I would be, like, not wanting to do that. I would be using sanitizer before all this. I was ahead of my time, you know, but, you know, I mean, yeah, the cold hasn't gone away. So saying the coronavirus isn't going to go away, I mean, it is basically going to be like a flu or cold. And I guess, you know, people can deal with that. We dealt with the flu for years and no one even cared about it. People died from the flu. No one talked about it. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be saying it's a conspiracy. It's just, you know, look, I have to hold myself accountable for what I say on here, okay? That's one thing I noticed about Rogan. Now, like, you know, if he even, like, brings up a conspiracy theory, he'll go, like, and you know what? It's a really stupid theory. It's, like, so dumb. Like, it's dangerous. It's harmful. I shouldn't have said it. And I apologize. I'm Joe Rogan. It's like, dude, what are you even doing this for if you have to do that? Like, why are you doing this? I mean, as long as you don't say, like, and I think this is true, you know? I mean, I guess I get saying there's a good, you know, there's a theory out there. I mean, some people are saying, I guess if you qualify it, like, once, that's fine with me. But the fact that he overdoes it now because he's scared of, like, the press. Although I'm sitting here, like, I wouldn't do the same thing. You know, everybody, like, likes to criticize people when they're, like, really successful. Like, I wouldn't be fucking scared shitless. But I was before. I was like, dude, Rogan's getting too big, dude. Like, if I was, you know, I was thinking the Spotify thing is, like, stupid. But he would have been just as big still on YouTube. He definitely would have been cracked down. People acting like, oh, Spotify was a bad idea. He would have been equally, if not more, in trouble from Google and YouTube, you know? I mean, but I always forget that he's only on Spotify because, like, you have to subscribe for that, so. I mean, I think you do for the podcasts. I don't know, but you got to do it, man. I don't know what I did before Spotify. I've been using it for a while. Like, I don't mind paying because I never really have to buy albums anymore. I used to have to, if I really liked a band to hear their album, you had to buy it before. Now you can just have all music. Or if you have Amazon Prime, I guess you have the same thing. But it's just, you know, that's all I'm trying to say, guys. And it's like, I guess it's a fine line. Jimmy Dore's recently been doing some good stuff on freedom of speech and anti-censorship really recently. And I mean, I'm glad people are doing that because I don't even I just can't even process people that don't see the danger in them banning people. Even Trump, like, I understand doing it that day, you know? I even understand, like, if you would do that and then after the Biden gets in, then you can restore his account. I don't know why they wouldn't just do that because, I mean, I just, like, you know... You are, like, I'm so sick of the private company argument. Like, they're pretty big companies, and calling them a private company makes it seem like they're this little company. But anyway, I'm just, you know, I don't know. I wish I had more events that I've done to talk about. I wish I had more things in my life. Oh, God, guys, I just... just fucking, I don't even know what to talk about anymore with people, you know? Like, you know, you even... At this point, you even call people, you know, and you're like, what have you been up to? And you're like, nothing like you. I mean, what the fuck is there? Because I don't know, because you're in New York, people expect you to be doing things. And that, I don't know, I guess they forget. It is weird to me, California opened up before New York this time. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But I hope New York waited because they won't lock down again. Because I swear to God, like, if we go a full year and then in winter and around the holidays, they again go, we're going to lock down again. Like, I feel like people are going to go nuts and, like, go out, drink and drive, get in accidents right before the lockdown ends because they're all going to take advantage of it. That's what happened before. Like, so they really should just never lock down again and just, like, you know, advisories, you know, like doing self-quarantines, I think is fine. Doing all the like, I don't even mind doing the social distancing, whatever. I can deal with whatever at this point as long as we're allowed in places, like, and you can treat us not like little babies that can't handle ourselves. Because that's another thing with, like, banning everyone. Like, yeah, even those people that raided the Capitol, like, those are crazy people that are crazy, you know? Like, you can't act like everyone is as dumb as them. Like, oh, we have to ban somebody saying that we should, like, go in the Capitol because people will read that and follow the instructions. It's like, no, most people aren't that, like, dumb and, like, swayable. I don't even know if the dumb is the right word. I feel like everybody gets roped into whatever they read now. Because it's, like, addictive and, like, you don't want to read the full thing. And there's just something about... I know they've done studies about everybody's attention span is way, way shorter. Like, young people now can't even pay attention. Like, there's been studies that even in my work they've talked about... I mean, look, there's no way around that being, like, a bad thing to me. People act like they don't want to criticize the young people now, but like the fact that they can't pay attention for like more than, you know, 10 seconds or whatever, and this TikTok stuff, I mean, look, that is dumbing us, that we're like idiots. We're all going to have ADD, and we do probably. Nobody like even, ugh. I mean, I was ahead of my time. I was like so antisocial growing up, you know? I was just like, I didn't talk to anybody in school. Like, I was just so like shy in school growing up, like, but who knew that I was going to be, that's the future. You know, I wasn't like, hey, was I a nerd and a weirdo back then? Yeah, but if it was now, I'd fit in because all I needed was a mask and I would be the cool kid nowadays. And I'd be, the cool kids now are just tattletales and they go around and they go,
hey, he didn't have his mask on.
And then they high five the principal. And then the principal's like, good for you, kid. There's no such thing as a suck up kid anymore. It's just like, who's the popular kid is, you know, bullies aren't a thing. The only bullies there are the ones that are bullying, like, people for not being, enough of a do-gooder social justice person, which is, like, bullying in itself, but, you know. Yeah, kids are messed up now. I went to this place called Hudson Yards. It's in Manhattan, actually, only a couple months ago, and it's, like, this weird, I wouldn't say it's a great, you know, it's just, it's a really odd, like, it's made out of, like, who knows, I don't know, it's just, like, not a, it's, like, a building, but not a building, but it's, like, trying to pretend it's an art thing. Basically, you just walk up it, and you can see, you know, you get a good view of the city, but it's not like it's really high up, but it's pretty high up, and, like, you just walk up it, like, you have to, like, you had to, I mean, now it's closed down because they had suicides off that thing in the past few months even. And after I went to it with somebody, it was like, you know, pretty soon after that there was a suicide. And then there was another one like in December or something. And now they shut it down because of that. It's crazy because when I was there, I was like, I wonder if anybody's like jumped off of there or something. I don't. And like, I almost didn't think, I mean, I guess it's pretty high if you go to the top. But I would almost be worried that you'd still live after. It wasn't like, you know, like a skyscraper. It was like a, I mean, I wouldn't even say it's 40 stories. It's like, I mean, it's high up. I don't know. But it's just not like a huge, huge, like, you know, World Trade Center height of a building or something. But yeah, that's what's going on. Pretty crazy times, man. Just wanted to give you that news to lighten it up a little bit. All right, everybody. You know, cancel culture, am I right?
Welcome to the Ben Shapiro Show, everybody. That is completely, patently false.
Cancel culture, am I right or what?
Come on.
You know, I was thinking, I've been seeing these, like, left-wing, well, outspoken YouTubers getting just removed from YouTube, and now I'm like, I mean, this isn't on YouTube, but like, I don't even know honestly what the point of me doing this is, because like, what is the point? What is the upside of this? Say this takes off, well, then you know what's going to happen then. Eventually people are going to dig up old episodes and use things against you. It doesn't matter what side you're on, right, left. If you're on the left or right, it's going to go through all your old episodes. I mean, I try not to declare a side, but I don't think that really matters. Kevin Hart tried to host the Emmys, whatever it was, I forget. And they dug up old tweets. Well, I deleted my Twitter, but I still have all these episodes, don't I? It's a lot to go through, though. But hey, somebody did it to Shane Gillis, didn't they? Not like you'd have to go through that many episodes to find an offensive Shane Gillis thing. Just one. I can't believe he didn't, like, I don't know. I talked about that before in an old episode. Dig that up, why don't you? So, I mean, here's the thing. Being, like, getting noticed in today's climate is a bad thing. Because if you were at all honest, if you think you're going to just, oh, I'm just going to do a podcast and I'm just going to be honest and just give my opinions. Yeah, well, that's going to be dug up one day, so. Like, me doing this, even this right now could be just twisted, deep faked. But that's also a reason to do it, because they can do it anyway. They can deep fake you saying shit you never said. I mean, So who knows? But I don't think I have to worry about the getting noticed thing. So I'm just going to keep going until the cancel hammer happens. They're even going, I mean, the YouTubers that got, like, you know, flagged aren't really big ones. So, like, who knows? Maybe Guy in His Room is next on the chopping block, getting hanged in the, it hung in the public square. I mean, we're living in a Black Mirror now. I mean, there was literally a Black Mirror about cancel culture where they had a bunch of bees killing people. If you want to go check that out. I never watched all the episodes, like, at one time because I used to get so, like, disturbed by it that I was like, I gotta take a break, and then I would just never go back and watch another one. But I think I can now because I'm just so, like, I'm almost jaded because of the pandemic. Maybe it's the pandemic, I don't know. But things are so bad now with, like, censorship and, you know, everything locking down. Like, what the fuck is Black Mirror gonna do to scare me at this point? I don't think they could do new ones and really be that effective. Because whatever they would put out, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's already a thing. So, you know, the guy's trying to write a script and everybody's like, oh, that happened yesterday. But there's this episode where there's these little bees in the episode, you know, I mean, like real life, bees are extinct, basically. They're going out. They're being extinct like they talked about in The Happening. And in the episode, that they made, like, new bees and they're all little drones, you know, spoilers. But it's not really a big spoiler. It's pretty early on in the episode, they say. But anyway, it's about cancel culture because, like, these trending hashtags take off and bad things happen to the people that everybody cancels, like, which does happen in real life. It's not even that far off. But, you know, people watch these Black Mirrors and they just keep going and doing it. Every fucking time somebody gets canceled. It was just a country singer that got in trouble for saying the N-word when he was drunk. He was calling his friend the N-word. Like, you know, you're drunk. And he wasn't supposed to be on camera. It was some asshole. Some Black Mirror asshole, like, recorded. And I'm sure he was annoyed at the guy. Like, I guess he might have kept doing that, like, being drunk and loud. And he just got his camera out and he's like, I'm going to post this online and ruin this guy's career. Good for you, guy. I don't care how big of an asshole this guy is. Waylon or something. Hold on. Jamie's looking it up right now. Morgan Waylon. And he said the N-word. And, you know, I've seen people say the N-word when they're drunk, white people. And it's just always kind of amusing. Because I'm like, I don't know. I guess it's because it's their one thing that they're scared to say. I've never really, I don't think, done that when I'm drunk. Like, I don't go, I'm going to say the N-word and get away with it. Because I don't think I've ever been drunk enough to not, to make decisions. I guess maybe you have to black out to do that. I've never blacked out, but, like, I mean, I've passed out asleep, but I've never blacked out and then gone to do things. Like, I don't even understand how people do that, but I've never been so drunk that I make terrible, like, life-threatening decisions like that. And I just feel like you can't judge this guy on someone filming him when he's, like, going, I think he was outside of his, like, hotel room or something. And then you get him canceled. I just don't, like, it'll be one thing if he said, I hate N-words. And even if he's drunk and if he said that, you'd be like, well, that sucks. But he just called his friend that playfully, like a drunk asshole. Like, he's a douchebag, but is he? Because I just, like, almost every white person I've known said that when they're drunk. Like, and they're all lying about it. Every celebrity acting like they would have never said that word is lying. Especially if you're a white guy. You don't think you've ever said that? I mean, I don't even say it in private anymore because I'm so. I guess I just tried to turn it off in my mind. I don't even jokingly say it anymore. But people that act like they've never said that word are lying. Period. I'm gonna say it right now. Were you guys worried I was gonna go into an just say it? Well, I am. So guess what? Anywho, I don't know. I'm sick of this whole. You know, there's cancel culture. There's also clapbacks all the time now with, like, AOC and, like, fucking everybody trying to dunk on each other all the time. Like, oh yeah,
well, guess what? Ted Cruz tried to have me killed.
Look, I just don't like giving her attention. I feel like no one should talk about her anymore. She's like the Trump of the left. I mean, she is horrible. Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean as a person. I don't know her well, of course, she's probably annoying as hell. But she just has, like, she's a narcissist. Like, I'm sorry. I don't care what side you're on, but anybody who tweets that much there's something off. Like, I just don't like you if you tweet that much. And everybody, I don't even mind that, like, you know, so what if she says she had a traumatic experience? I don't care. Maybe it was. I'm sure it was, you know, for everybody, though. But every time anybody says anything to her, she flips out. She has everybody, like, she tries to get everybody fired. Like, this is just not a great person to work with. Like, I'm sure she's not loved too much by her. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just sick of the whole clap back thing. Oh, yeah, you're going to get a clap back. Like, what are you, seven? Like, what are you, in high school? Oh, and another thing, like, she's, I think she or somebody else, like, I've just, you know, people going, like, I expected better out of you, okay? You let me down. Okay, what are you doing? Some people can do whatever they want. Like, you can't mom someone into saying, like, I'm sick of, like, her, like, look, I'm sure she had a traumatic thing, whatever. People probably shouldn't give opinions on, like, whether it was or not traumatic. Who cares? I mean, because you weren't there. I wasn't there seeing it happen. Who knows what happened? She does, like, the whole Taylor Swift thing of, like, I'm going to get back at people that criticize me. Even the little, tiniest criticism. You have to admit that she's off the rails with that. Like, just like, you know, I've just missed when people, like, there's no strong people anymore. There's, people act like it's virtuous to be, you know, complaining all the time and saying somebody shouldn't have said something and trying to get somebody fired. You know, that's just the whole, like, if people are allowed to make mistakes, they're allowed to be mean. People, you know, she has a lot of trolls. I know there's a lot of trolls on the right that go after anybody on the left, not just the squad or whatever. I mean, talk about, they're literally the Taylor Swift of the politicians.
We're the squad, so we can't be fucked with.
I mean, you know, just ignore the trolls. Like, no one, I just don't understand how people don't know to do that. You know, it's like when you had a substitute, when you were young and you had substitutes come in and students would just do annoying shit just to get under their substitute's skin and just, like, be an asshole. You know, I would always be in classes where they would just, like, start making a random noise or they would just start coughing. Like, one kid would cough and then somebody else would cough, and all day. I remember this one, actually it was a teacher, not even a substitute, so that's a lot worse, because this would just happen to the guy constantly. They would just start. I mean, you know, some of it's funny. It's I felt bad for the guy, because he just, all you gotta do is point it out and call them out. I mean, why would you let little kids, like, get a rise out of you? Well, he never even got mad. He just was always they would always do this cough, and, like, he would just say, bless you, or, like, I think that's what it was, but I don't know. Maybe they faked a sneeze or something, but he would always say, bless you, like, every single time, and I guess he didn't get that it was a game they were doing. I knew right away, though, like, the second time it happened, and you would hear snickers. I mean, obviously, if kids are laughing, they're doing something, but, you know, the way, those are trolls, just in a classroom, but, like, the way people act now, like AOC or whoever, I mean, no. First of all, no one's above criticism, and a lot of the left really act like they are. Like, they freak out because the media loves them, so they just don't know how to take it. But, like, quit, like, freaking out over people trolling. I mean, obviously the Capitol storming was a whole different thing, but, like, you can't just, like, freak out and try to, like, get people banned and get everybody removed and say somebody tried to get you killed all the time. I don't know. I'm just sick of the politicians freaking out off any criticism. I mean, Trump did, and he got called out every single time. So why don't you call these people out? Everybody should be called out. Like, you're supposed to serve the public. You know, I don't see Bernie Sanders doing that. You know, there's some people I don't see doing that. I don't really love Sanders or anything, but he doesn't do that. Tulsi doesn't do that. I don't think Andrew Yang, I don't know if he's had trolls go after him, though, as much. Actually, Sanders kind of just gives in, I think, whenever anything comes up. But, yeah. Anyway, end of political segment. But that's just happening all across the board. Like, people getting mad at that country guy is ridiculous. Like, that's not even a Karen situation. I mean, that would be like a white woman actually being racist. And I don't even like that when you dig into her, like, past or, like, you know, because nobody thinks about, well, obviously she has an issue, but for some reason you only have empathy for people that aren't angry or something. I always have empathy for whoever, like, even if somebody's a dick, like, Marilyn Manson having all this stuff. I'm like, I wonder if something happened to him. I think it did. Not, you know, like that's an excuse, but I mean, people really just love going after somebody like that. I mean, the Army Hammer thing, that's super fucking weird. I don't even like looking that up because it's so gross. It's just sort of weird. But, you know, there's like subreddits dedicated to him and Marilyn Manson now. People love taking someone down that they, I mean, obviously they think it's right to do that. But once somebody has like their label drop them, all this stuff happened, we kind of need to let the process go. And it's also just, it just freaks me out. Like the glee with it, which everyone has on taking someone down and digging up more and more shit on them. Because once you make like a group online, once you make a subreddit called like Marilyn Manson canceled or whatever, like why are you spending all your day? Well, there's nothing else to do now. Okay. I get your point. There's nothing else to do. But still, like, just digging up, just, I mean, it's the hanging in the town square thing. We are not at all past that. We just literally don't go to the square, town square, and see them, you know, hung or go to the death row. You know, anyway, I mean, but I don't know. It's kind of, it's in a way, it's interesting to see all these footnotes in the Me Too. I guess it's sort of different with Marilyn Manson. And I think cancel culture is more like the country star said the N-word by accident when he was drunk and he's getting canceled. That's like, but then there's the Me Too with like Marilyn Manson and the cannibal guy with, but he had a weird family too. But just, you know, how many, there's going to be just so many, it's such a long list of people that did horrible shit and got away with it. I mean, I just like every new one that comes out, I'm like, I guess it's everybody. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, Marilyn Manson, you would have joked about because, oh, he's like goth or whatever. He said he was the Antichrist. Of course, he's going to get Me Too next.
Probably. Haha. Yeah, he probably is.
And then it's true. Somebody's listening going, why did you laugh right there?
It's not a laughing matter.
I wasn't laughing at the things he did. I'm just saying, no. You laughed.
And it's not funny, okay?
Look, I'll do better, okay? I will do better. I don't know. You know what? The Marilyn Manson stuff, like, at first it seemed like just regular BDSM, and then, you know, more stuff, of course, came out because that's how this works. And I just don't, like, and the cannibal guy, Army Hammer, you know, what is the deal with the BDSM people? I mean, every article about him and Marilyn Manson is always like, yeah, there's a fine line between consensual kink and assault. But it's like, is there? I mean, they can get fucking crazy if you... Well, I haven't looked into it that much. I've just heard stories on, like, podcasts here and there of like, people that, like... I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand that whole thing. And that would be called kink shaming. And that's what I did. And I will do better. And I apologize. I just don't get... I mean, that was taking off recently. In the past few years, I mean, it was just skyrocketing how many girls wanted you to, like, in their profile would be, like, looking for a dominant or whatever. And I'd be like, why the fuck would any guy, I mean, now, well, now especially, but, like, even a few years ago, like, for a guy to
go, all right, I'll choke you, I'll slap you.
Like, why would you do that? Even if you're into it, what does a guy have going for him that he's gonna just do that? Even if you get a girl to sign something, like, yeah, like especially with like the type of, I don't know, random hookups that that people do, that you would just be like, all right, I'll choke her, and I'm sure she's not gonna, you know. I mean, I guess, I don't know. They could lie anyway, even if they didn't ask for that. But I just don't get it. I just never got it. And now this stuff that's come out, it's like, gonna give all of it a bad name. So like, but that's the first time I've heard of a cannibal thing. I've never really heard anybody say, please, like, take my ribs out or whatever Marilyn Manson did, you know. I mean, I think I vaguely, I don't know, I think some people were into pain, and like, I don't know if people were into cutting themselves. Ugh. Even that's just, even biting is weird. I mean, it's just weird. I mean, it's funny though, all the Army Hammer guys, like, It's like you can't even argue that he was just kinky, because he would just be like, I want to bite you, like, hard. Oh, and by the way, I am a cannibal. Just to clarify. He, like, spelled it out. So there was no defending. There was no, like, there was no going, like, maybe just kinky or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just an... No, by the way, if anyone's reading this, I literally do want to eat her. And like, I am literally talking about eating ribs.
Human meat right now.
All right, I guess he spelled it out right there, didn't he, Detective Johnson? That sounds like a euphemism. Detective Johnson is meeting with Mrs. Leggy Vagina Smith in a steamy adventure. I just don't get it. I don't. And Marilyn Manson, I used to be into when I was in like seventh grade or something, when that Antichrist stuff came out, and you know, I was like, I thought it was like evil, and I was like, this is fucking, dude, this is dark shit. I was like, so like thinking I was like a badass, like I was a little scared listening to it, you know. It's like, is God mad at me right now? Is God going, stop listening to that? He shook his head, you know, every time I put it on. And like back then it was just mysterious, you know, there was no like internet that you could like look up more about him. It was just like you had the artwork of the album and you just were like, he's like this in real life. He really is. Well, I guess he is, but I don't know about the satanic stuff, but I mean, even back then though, I kind of knew it was sort of a gimmick. It had to, you know, but you know, there was a little part of you that was always like, maybe he is the devil. You know, I don't know. This is fucking edgy that I'm listening to this right now. I'm so lucky that I didn't put makeup on and become one of those kids, because I would like write his lyrics in my like agenda all the time. And I like drew stuff, and dude, I was just evil. You just imagine him being evil and living in a dungeon. And I guess he did, according to his reports. But, you know, everybody thought he took his ribs out. Hey, he should have been friends with Armie Hammer, am I right? You guys are great. Thanks. You guys are great. Could have gave those ribs to Armie. Could have grilled those up. Armie, I hate your name. I'm never going to say it again. If I was his friend, I'd be like, I hate your name. Can I just call you like A or something? I don't know. It's confusing. Is it short for something? Was it more foreign before? And hey, Aaron. Andy Hammer. But God, the shit that he said supposedly to the girls. God. I mean, Marilyn Manson has some stiff competition, because I don't think he's reportedly even said that. Mr. Antichrist, I don't think he's ever said, I wanted to grill your ribs. Can you take your bottom ribs out? It reminds me of the Pizzagate stuff, like just the weird Instagram he had. He had a private Instagram. It's just like the Pizzagate guy that ran the store, that set his stuff to private because everybody like read into like every post he made. And I don't know, maybe he was a creep. But I'm sure like people got crazy though. With the QAnon, they got pretty crazy. But hey, you know what? How far off were QAnon? I mean, Marilyn Manson and Armie Hammer is a cannibal. Has he done it? Seems like no. It seems like he just fantasized about eating human, or he has. I don't know. You know, I mean, everybody thought the QAnon people would have thought he definitely is, but maybe he wanted to get into that club, but they were like, no, not yet. You got to do a few more big movies. And then he was like, fuck, I got canceled though. He was almost there. He was almost into the, as much human meat as he could have, you know, unlimited. I just don't think, I don't think you could chain someone like that. Like, how could you be like, oh, Armie Hammer's going to rehab. Guess he's going to be over the cannibal stuff. He went to rehab. He's cured. Hey, I just, you know, that is dark shit. That's like Dahmer level. And I mean, he eventually, you know, I just don't see how this guy is going to be normal. Unless he was on so many drugs, like, I know people on bath salts supposedly did crazy shit. I think some guy that was affiliated with Wu-Tang cut his dick off, and that was... He might have been on bath salts. I think he was on something. So unless Armie was literally that fucked up on drugs. But he didn't seem like always on drugs. He, you know, it seemed like they didn't say he was high when he said the comments. I mean, look, maybe he never said the comments, but what a weird thing to make up. I mean, where you have to go down a dark hole. Like, I don't, I just don't see somebody. Although there was like a cannibal cop guy. There was a cop from in New York that like had fantasies of being a cannibal. And he said, well, he went to jail though. So I think he might have tried to do it or something. But he, I think there's a documentary about it. I've never watched. I just heard. And this guy said, oh, it's just like fantasies. I never meant to do it. But I just don't get how you would have that and never act on any horrible thing. You know, I just don't. How do you have like, oh, it's innocent, but.
I do want to eat brains and like crack skulls and like eat, you know.
Look, I don't want to, like, kill somebody to do it. I wanted my girlfriend to just take the ribs out so I could just do it. And that's it. I'll be done after that. That's the one thing I want to do. That's my bucket list item. Every guy knows he wants to smoke literal rib, human ribs, not... I mean, what way, other way to, like, just get to know your significant other than to literally ingest them? Yes. don't you want us to be closer, baby? That's maybe, that's what he framed it as, like... What, don't you want us to get to know one another physically? Our bodies? How we can't be any closer than to be
dead eating each other.
Yeah, while we're at it, why don't we, your mom's like getting up there. Maybe she can get rid of a rib or two. I can have some of those aged smokehouse ribs, you know? She smoked a lot and she's aged, so those will be like the smokehouse version. I'll make my own restaurant. It'll be called the Q Army Non. I hate the Q idea that there's some guy. I'm Q. 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 And he puts like a detective suit on and he sits down and he like, and he's like, and there's like Mission Impossible music playing.
I'm Q and I'm logging in to drop some more intel.
Hey everybody, this is Q. You're listening to Q Radio. What's the next drop of info?
Well, turns out... What if it was just one of those, like, stupid celebrity gossip things? Looks like Melania's annoyed with Trump. Looks like he's gonna be sleeping on the couch again. He's in the doghouse.
Doghouse.
Yeah, looks like Trump annoyed Ivanka recently. Looks like Jared... is gonna, I don't know, he has a possible trouble in Ivanka Jared land. An old flame of Jared's came to visit last week. Donald Trump went out to greet her, and Ivanka was none too pleased. This has been the Q Info Dump. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey guys, hi Q, I'm a long time first time, long time. I just want to say I really appreciate your dumps that you do. I really like your dumps. They're a very healthy size and color, and get it, poo jokes. And I just want to say, like, you know, I mean, we're all kind of waiting for like the big drop. Like, if you want to, you know, kind of drain the swamp, everybody, we're kind of just on pins and needles, waiting, edge of your seat kind of thing, waiting for when's Q gonna like actually give some info that isn't just like. Look really stupid, like celebrity gossip stuff. Listen, this is Q. And look, sometimes the breadcrumbs lead to the loaf. First, you have to have the little breadcrumbs of, you know, tidbits of gossip. And then you get to the big juicy stuff. I can't always have the big dumps, you know? You got to eat a lot of, like, leafy vegetables and fiber first. All right, I apologize for that. My humor's not usually so toilet-related. But Q and his dumps, you can't not address it, okay? Give me a break. One guy just, oh, this is a guy, Q, and he just... I mean, anybody could just buy one of those, like, you know, onion routers and be anonymous and say they're Q. Like,
hi, this is actually the real Q. That other guy, don't listen to him. This is real, real Q.
The Q stands for quirky. I'm a quirky guy. I just was trolling everybody. It's probably somebody just, it was fake. That's one thing where I would kind of believe that there's Russia or somebody just fucking with everybody. It's actually funny to think that it was Russia or just somebody in another country going, I'm going to pretend I have this intel. I mean, I actually did look at the Q stuff like, I don't know, a year ago. I don't know when, but it was just nothing. It was vague and stupid. It was all vague stuff where you could kind of interpret it anyway. It was just like I don't remember when it was exactly. I just remember like vague sayings like, the land of the free is, will be here. Or like, shadows are lurking, more will come, or something like that. And then they'd wait another like 3 months, and then it would be like, you know, it would just say like, the storm is raging. The pieces are in play. The king's queen has the pawn. Remember this day. I don't know if it rhymed, but it was just like vague, stupid stuff like that that I saw. I don't know. Maybe he got some good stuff out there. I don't know. His original stuff was better, like his early stuff. His later stuff was kind of, he jumped the shark a little bit. Maybe that's how they got, maybe he did do that. Maybe his early stuff was better. I don't know. You're not even allowed to say probably QAnon on YouTube, or you just get removed unquestionably. It's like you can't even make fun of it at this point. Like, Borat won't even be allowed to do that, despite the fact that the actor, what's his name, Sasha, is like so outspoken against like right-wing stuff, saying, oh, Facebook needs to censor more. It's like, they're going to go after your shit too. Like, anything the establishment doesn't want is just going to get taken down. Like, once this 230 stuff gets passed.
Section 230, folks.
Listen, I got the scoop.
The drops are coming.
Little by little. This time they're like, it's loose stool this time. So, keep that in mind, guys.
Keep that in mind, guys. Keep that in mind, guys. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.